The Art of Public Speaking by Stephen E. Lucas. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary: The Art of Public Speaking by Stephen E. Lucas is a comprehensive guide to public speaking and communication. It provides readers with the tools they need to become effective communicators in any situation, from delivering speeches to leading meetings or giving presentations. The book covers topics such as understanding your audience, developing an effective message, organizing your speech, using language effectively, and managing anxiety before speaking. It also includes tips on how to use visual aids and other techniques for making a successful presentation. The book begins by discussing the importance of public speaking in today's world and why it is essential for success in many areas of life. It then moves on to discuss the basics of communication theory and how this can be applied when preparing a speech or presentation. This includes advice on choosing appropriate words that will resonate with an audience as well as strategies for creating persuasive arguments. Lucas then goes into detail about different types of speeches, including informative speeches, persuasive speeches, ceremonial speeches, special occasion addresses, and more. He explains what each type entails along with examples so readers can better understand them. He also offers guidance on selecting topics that are interesting yet relevant to the audience. In addition to providing practical advice on writing and delivering a speech or presentation successfully, Lucas also discusses ways in which speakers can manage their anxiety before presenting their material publicly. He suggests various methods such as deep breathing exercises or visualization techniques that may help reduce stress levels prior to taking the stage. Overall, The Art of Public Speaking is an invaluable resource for anyone looking to improve their public speaking skills, whether they are just starting out or have been doing it for years already. With its clear explanations backed up by real-world examples, it provides all the information needed for becoming an effective communicator no matter what kind of situation you find yourself in. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Know your audience. It is important to understand the needs and interests of your audience in order to effectively communicate your message. Knowing your audience will help you tailor your speech to their interests and make it more engaging. Main idea number 2. Choose an appropriate topic. Selecting a topic that is relevant to your audience and that you are knowledgeable about will help you create a successful speech. Consider the purpose of your speech and the interests of your audience when selecting a topic. Main idea number 3. Research your topic. Researching your topic thoroughly will help you create a well-informed speech. Gather facts, statistics, and other evidence to support your points and make your speech more persuasive. Main idea number 4. Organize your speech. Organizing your speech in a logical and coherent manner will help your audience understand your message. Consider using an introduction, body, and conclusion to structure your speech. Main idea number 5. Use visual aids. Visual aids can help you illustrate your points and make your speech more engaging. Consider using slides, videos, or other visuals to enhance your speech. Main idea number 6. Practice your speech. Practicing your speech will help you become more comfortable with the material and reduce the risk of mistakes. Rehearse your speech in front of a mirror or with a friend to get feedback. Main idea number 7. Speak with confidence. Speaking with confidence will help you engage your audience and make your speech more persuasive. Practice deep breathing and positive self-talk to help you stay calm and confident. Main idea number 8. Use vocal variety. Varying your vocal delivery will help you keep your audience engaged and make your speech more interesting. Consider using pauses, changes in volume, and other techniques to add variety to your speech. Main idea number 9. Use gestures. Gestures can help you emphasize your points and make your speech more engaging. Consider using hand gestures, facial expressions, and other body language to add emphasis to your speech. Main idea number 10. Use humor. Incorporating humor into your speech can help you engage your audience and make your speech more memorable. Consider using anecdotes, jokes, and other humorous elements to add levity to your speech. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Know your audience is an important concept when it comes to public speaking. It is essential to understand the needs and interests of your audience in order to effectively communicate your message. Knowing who you are talking to will help you tailor your speech so that it resonates with them, making it more engaging and memorable. When preparing for a speech, take some time to research the people who will be listening. Consider their age range, background, education level, occupation, and any other relevant information that can help you craft a presentation tailored specifically for them. This way, you can ensure that they receive the most value from what you have to say. It's also important to consider how much knowledge or experience they may already have on the topic at hand. If they are well-versed in the subject matter, then there's no need for basic explanations. Instead, focus on providing new insights or perspectives which challenge their existing beliefs. Finally, think about how best to engage with your audience throughout your presentation. Use humor where appropriate, but don't overdo it. Ask questions, as this encourages participation. Provide visual aids such as slideshows or videos if possible, and make sure not to talk too long. Main idea number 2. Choosing an appropriate topic for your speech is essential to its success. It should be relevant to the interests of your audience and something that you are knowledgeable about. Consider the purpose of your speech when selecting a topic. If it's meant to inform, choose a subject that will provide useful information or insight. If it's meant to persuade, pick a controversial issue that will spark debate and discussion among listeners. Additionally, make sure the topic is not too broad or too narrow. Find one with enough depth so you can explore it in detail, but also keep it concise enough so as not to overwhelm your audience. When deciding on a topic, think about what would interest and engage your listeners. Ask yourself questions such as, what topics do my audience members care about? What kind of language do they use? How much background knowledge do they have on this subject? Answering these questions can help you determine which topics are best suited for them. Finally, remember that choosing an appropriate topic does not guarantee success. You must also deliver the speech effectively. Make sure you practice beforehand and familiarize yourself with all aspects of public speaking before delivering any presentation. Main idea number 3. Researching your topic thoroughly is essential for creating a well-informed speech. It's important to gather facts, statistics, and other evidence that will support your points and make your speech more persuasive. Start by researching the basics of the topic you're discussing so that you have a good understanding of it. Then look into any opposing views or arguments related to the subject matter so that you can address them in your speech. Once you've done some basic research on the topic, start looking for specific sources of information such as books, articles, websites, interviews with experts in the field, etc., which can help provide additional insight into what you're talking about. Make sure to take notes while doing this research so that when it comes time to write your speech outline or draft it out completely, all of this valuable information is easily accessible. Finally, be sure to double-check all of your sources before using them in order to ensure their accuracy and credibility. This will help give weight and authority to whatever claims or statements you make during your presentation. Main idea number 4. Organizing your speech is an important step in delivering a successful presentation. An effective structure will help you to communicate your message clearly and concisely. Consider using an introduction, body, and conclusion when structuring your speech. The introduction should provide the audience with context for the topic of discussion. It should also include a brief overview of what will be discussed throughout the speech. The body of the speech should contain all relevant information related to the topic at hand. This section can be broken down into smaller sections or subsections if necessary, depending on how much detail needs to be included. Finally, the conclusion should summarize all key points from throughout the presentation and leave listeners with something memorable that they can take away from it. By following this basic structure for organizing your speech, you can ensure that your audience understands and remembers what was said during your presentation. Main idea number 5. Using visual aids can be a great way to make your speech more engaging and memorable. Visuals such as slides, videos, or other visuals can help you illustrate your points in an effective manner. They also provide a break from the monotony of just talking and allow for audience interaction. When using visual aids, it is important to keep them simple and relevant to the topic at hand. Too many visuals can be distracting and take away from the main point of your speech. Additionally, make sure that any visuals are easy to understand so that they don't confuse or overwhelm your audience. Finally, practice with your visual aids before presenting them in front of an audience. This will ensure that you know how they work and are comfortable with their use during the presentation. Main idea number 6. Practicing your speech is an essential part of preparing for a successful presentation. It will help you become more comfortable with the material and reduce the risk of mistakes. Rehearsing your speech in front of a mirror or with a friend can be beneficial as it allows you to get feedback on how well you are delivering the content. When practicing, focus on speaking clearly and confidently, using appropriate body language, and emphasizing key points. When rehearsing, try to practice in similar conditions that you will be presenting in so that you can adjust accordingly if needed. This includes things like standing up instead of sitting down when practicing or wearing similar clothing to what you plan on wearing during the actual presentation. Practicing also gives you an opportunity to time yourself so that your speech fits within any allotted time limits. Finally, make sure to practice enough times until feel confident about delivering your speech without making too many mistakes. With enough preparation and practice, public speaking can become much easier. Main idea number 7. Speaking with confidence is essential for delivering a successful speech. It helps you engage your audience and make your message more persuasive. To speak confidently, practice deep breathing and positive self-talk to help you stay calm and focused on the task at hand. Visualize yourself giving an effective presentation before you start speaking, as this can help boost your confidence. In addition to practicing deep breathing and positive self-talk, it's important to be prepared when giving a speech. Research the topic thoroughly so that you are knowledgeable about what you're talking about. Rehearse your speech several times beforehand so that it flows naturally when delivered in front of an audience. Finally, remember that mistakes happen. If something goes wrong during your presentation, don't panic or get flustered. Instead, take a few moments to collect yourself before continuing on with the rest of the speech. With enough preparation and practice, anyone can learn how to speak with confidence. Main idea number 8. Using vocal variety is an important part of delivering a successful speech. Pauses, changes in volume, and other techniques can help to keep your audience engaged and make your speech more interesting. For example, you could start off with a loud voice to grab the attention of the audience before transitioning into a softer tone for emphasis on certain points. You can also use pauses strategically throughout your speech. A pause after making an important point or asking a rhetorical question will give the audience time to reflect on what was said and allow them to process it better. Additionally, varying the speed at which you speak can add interest and emphasize key ideas. Finally, using different tones when speaking can be effective in conveying emotion or adding drama to certain parts of your presentation. By changing up how you deliver each line or phrase, you'll be able to create an engaging experience for those listening. Main idea number 9. Using gestures can help you emphasize your points and make your speech more engaging. Hand gestures, facial expressions, and other body language are all powerful tools for adding emphasis to a speech. For example, when making an important point or emphasizing a key idea, use hand gestures to draw attention to the words being spoken. Similarly, facial expressions can be used to convey emotion or add emphasis to certain ideas. When using gestures in public speaking, it is important not to overdo it. Too many hand movements can be distracting and take away from the message of the speech. Instead, focus on using meaningful gestures that will help illustrate what you are saying rather than detracting from it. Gestures should also be natural and comfortable for both speaker and audience alike. If done correctly, they can add life and energy into any presentation while helping keep the audience engaged with what is being said. Main idea number 10. Using humor in your speech can be a great way to engage your audience and make it more memorable. Anecdotes, jokes, puns, and other humorous elements can help lighten the mood of your presentation and keep people interested. For example, if you're giving a speech about the importance of recycling, you could start off by saying something like, "I'm sure everyone here has heard that reduce, reuse, recycle mantra before, but I think we should add one more R to the list, regift." That's right, regifting is an important part of being environmentally conscious. Humor doesn't have to be complicated or over the top. Even just adding a few witty comments throughout your speech can make it much more enjoyable for everyone involved. So don't be afraid to let loose and have some fun with it. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.books.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy further readings.